You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
Hey, guys. We have a jam-packed week full of planetary transits. We have a bunch going on, and we have some changes that are occurring around this point in time. Venus is going into Aquarius, finally leaving Capricorn after being in Capricorn since November 5th. Mars is going into Aquarius. So again, Venus and Mars are traveling together for a bit, and so they're going to be in the same signs for a while. So we'll have an extra dose of Venus and Mars for a while, but we'll also get an Aquarius stellium coming up. The new moon in Pisces is occurring this week as well, which I will make a separate podcast and video for, as I always do. And we have a ton of sun alignments, mostly minor aspects to the sun that are going to be occurring, which will cause our confidence to fluctuate in some ways. Again, with the vibes on the graph, the romantic energy, there's a huge steady stream of it peaking out on the third. We've got a ton of romance in the air. We've got a ton of flirty energy in the air, and we've got a ton of social energy in the air as a result of Venus and Mars traveling together. So this is really going to rev up all the romantic energy. We have a bunch of drive and ambitious energy along with some good luck energy going on through this week. So we're going to feel motivated to take care of things, and we're going to feel the sense of luck with some of the alignments that are going on. This week brings in some fortunate energies, low grade amounts of solitude and edgy energy with the emotional sensitivity, and some mental energy that's popping up too. And again, when you see all that mixed together, and all of it's all mixed together from the first all the way up until the fourth, there's a lot of things to process. There's a lot of things to think about, and there may be moments where you're needing space from other people, so that way you can create a game plan for yourself. So yeah, this is definitely an interesting week for sure. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect.
As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe and also share, because it does help this channel grow. Also, if you'd like to support the hard work of this channel, you can do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below.
Over the course of the next 3 days, we have a ton of sun alignments. The sun is going to make a semi-sextile to Chiron on the 28th, which is an emotional energy. It's not the most comfortable energy when it comes down to how we feel about ourselves. It's a confidence zapper, and it does cause us to have nervous energy about how we're expressing ourselves, or just feeling as though we're not conveying ourselves the right way. In other words, you know, we could be overly concerned with our image and the way we look, or the way, you know, people approach us, or the impressions that we're leaving on other people. So we could be hyper fixated on that and just overall our appearance. And, you know, again, sometimes it's not that people are judging us. Sometimes it's just the way we're feeling internally. And so this can cause us to feel like we're being judged. And also it makes us pick apart what we deem to be our inadequacies and brings out a lot of our insecurities. So it's not a fun energy. And on top of that, you've got the sun making a semi-square with Venus on the first, which is also a weird energy, because it could be a fun and social energy. It could be a mix of flirty and just having a good time. But at the same time, it has almost this shy energy to it. So there could be moments where you're feeling just a bit awkward when it comes to love and how you present yourself, or it could have you feeling like you need to overcompensate because you're not feeling as adequate as you would like to feel when it comes down to relationships. So it's an uncomfortable energy for sure. Luckily, the sun is making a sextile with Uranus on that day, so that does help bring up some of the energy. In other words, it definitely puts a good mood to the air, and we need that with some of the other stuff that's going on. It's a very hopeful energy. It's an overly optimistic energy in a good way. And it makes us want to be friendly and social and get together with friends and enjoy ourselves, which contradicts some of the other energies that were going on over the course of the last couple of days. But, you know, sometimes we get these like points where we mitigate that energy, or the energy gets mitigated. And luckily this does that. This could also help us take some action on the things that we've wanted to take care of for a while, things that have been stuck, things that have been stagnant. You finally find a way or a solution to an old problem that's just been kind of lingering for a while, and you resolve that. And it does help us connect with our insightful side. It helps us connect with our inventive side. And it also helps us accept ourselves for who we are and shake off the need to have approval from others, which is definitely necessary overall. And especially with those other alignments that are going on, we definitely need this Uranus energy with the sun. So do the best you can with some of these energies hits. And again, hopefully you're feeling more of the Uranus stuff than anything else. On the 2nd, Mercury is going to make a conjunction with Saturn. So with Mercury and Saturn coming together, what's great about this is it grounds us. It is going to ground our minds. It is going to ground the way we think. It is going to help us create some sort of game plan for ourselves and get focus and make good decisions and really just get our stuff together that needs to be taken care of. Mentally, this is going to give us the stamina to focus on hard things that we need to take care of, projects that we need to take care of, anything that requires us to spend hours working on something, then this is going to give us the mental drive and ambition that we need to get things done. So at least it's good for that. There are some things with this alignment. It's one of those mixed bag alignments where, you know, you want to be aware of the way you are speaking to other people because it does bring a harshness to Mercury. And with both planets being in Aquarius right now, there could be a cold, detached way of speaking and communicating face to face or over text and DM that rubs people the wrong way. So it can lead to arguments. You also want to be aware of being overly negative and overly critical of others because that can happen within this energy as well. So it does have some harsher things about it. Channel this in the most healthiest way possible because it does have a healthy side to it that you can use to your advantage and be very savvy about things and really be good about analyzing the things that you need to analyze. And again, focusing on stuff that you normally just don't have the mental bandwidth to handle. This will give you the strength you need and the stamina you need to do so. The 3rd has a ton of alignments going on. The sun's going to be in a semi-square with Pluto. Mars is going to conjunct Pluto, and then you have Venus and Mars that will be conjuncting Pluto as well. So we have a ton of plutonic energy going on that day, and an energy like this, it can be very intense. That can be a very intense day. Some of it might be enjoyable, and some of it may feel just hardcore in a lot of ways, because when we deal with Pluto, we do deal with the stuff that's not easy. We do deal with the stuff that, you know, needs to be taken care of, needs to be purged out, working on our coping skills and things like that. So with the sun making a semi-square with Pluto, this could have us obsessing over certain things, which leads to an unhealthy ego and just needing to have our ego fed and becoming overly obsessed with our appearance. And, you know, again, there's a lot of sun alignments this week. So our identity, our appearance, our confidence, the way we think about ourselves, our individuality, a lot of that's going to come up within this energy. And, you know, our vitality as well, because the sun rules that. So this could bring up a lot of issues when it comes down to this. So your confidence may fluctuate and you might feel more touchier than normal. Venus and Mars will be making a conjunction with Pluto. So this in itself, it can be interesting. Mars hasn't conjuncted Pluto in 2 years, and Venus is coming back up to that point where it's conjuncting Pluto, because at the start of the retrograde, Venus made a conjunction with Pluto. So it is clearing the rest of its shadow. Venus went out of shadow a couple of days ago. I forgot to mention that. But Venus is making its last stop from the retrograde. And so this is clearing some of the shadow, and it is going to bring up some situations that might have occurred the middle of December. So relationship stuff, money stuff, anything to do with your career, anything to do with any of your other relationships that are non-romantic, a lot of that stuff can come up and it can unearth certain things that, you know, you needed to uncover, because Pluto uncovers things. And when Pluto has certain planets on it, it's definitely going to get activated and unearth some things that might have been hidden. So something like that can come up for relationships and career stuff and finances. Also with Mars, Mars hasn't conjuncted Pluto in almost 2 years. It's been about 2 years since these guys came together. So this can bring up some interesting things. Mars and Pluto coming together, you know, it's great for being ambitious. It's great for being driven. It's great for going after what you want in an unstoppable way. However, it can bring up temperamental issues, and this is something that can occur with this. So on this day, you know, it's possible that relationship spats can happen with Venus being there. It's possible that arguments can happen. With all the plutonic energy we have around the 3rd to the 5th, this is going to be one of those few days where things are going to be edgy. So if there's been any pent-up resentment, this can cause, you know, things to come out into the open about how someone's feeling. This causes a low tolerance for bullshit. This definitely is an argumentative energy. This is definitely one of those energies. If you're in a relationship, it could bring out jealousy and suspicion and a bit of paranoia too as well. And, you know, it's a fighting energy. So, I mean, don't at all be surprised if people kind of get into it. It's kind of belligerent. So, and ruthless. So it's something that you definitely want to be aware of with this. It's quite uncomfortable. And with it mixing with Venus and Mars and then again, drudging up the retrograde stuff, this can definitely be an uncomfortable energy. I will say, you know, as uncomfortable as it is it great to get a final resolution? Yes. But, you know, of course, we don't want a resolution that's going to be confrontational. We'd like it to be easy. So it's not an easy energy. Do the best you can when this energy hits. On the 5th, Mars and Venus will be going into Aquarius. Let's start with Venus, since Venus has not been in a new sign since November 5th. Venus has been in Capricorn since November 5th. Venus has been in Capricorn for basically 4 months, and that is a long time to be in a sign. And so we are finally getting some new Venusian energy, and it is so needed. I know Venus in Aquarius is not the most romantic Venus. However, we are ready for a change at this point when it comes down to Venus. So now we get a new flavor and tone of Venus energy. This is a type of Venus where, you know, if you're wanting to change things up at this point, if you're sick of your fashion, if you are wanting to do something new and trendy or create your own style, this is going to be the type of Venus to do this. This is a fun Venus in that way. Venus is about, you know, our style. And so this is going to be one of those things. If you've been kind of in a fashion rut, this is going to help you change that up and do something that's outside of the box. Do something that's outside of the Rubik's Cube. And if you've been stagnant when it comes down to your love life, this could be a time where you're finally opening yourself up love life wise. This could be a time where you're making sudden changes to your love life. Now, again, this is not the most romantic Venus, and this is not the Venus that goes after the long-term commitment. In Aquarius energy, it's more casual than it is about deep commitment. And it's not to say that if you actually have Venus in Aquarius that you can't get in a relationship, because that's absolutely not true. I know a bunch of Venus in Aquarius people who are in relationships and they enjoy it. It all depends on how it fits in your chart. But on a transit level, this could be a time where it's like you're wanting to leave your options open. You're wanting to date in a detached sort of way and just see what's out there. Give yourself time to breathe, especially if you're one of those people that came out of a hardcore relationship during the Venus retrograde cycle. This might be a time where you're just like, you know what? I'm taking my time. I'm open to dating, but I'm not getting in a relationship with anyone. I just want to explore my options and see what else is out there and maybe try something new relationship-wise. So something like that can happen when it comes down to love. And you could be trying something different with the types of people you go after. If you've had a type that you've gone after for so long, you can finally start chasing the types that are different. It could be intellectual types. It could be types that are more alternative than you're used to dating. Someone who's more offbeat rather than someone who's safe or the straight and narrow and that sort of thing. What makes this Venus great is it helps us open up our options. It helps us not attach to people so easily. And it helps us just have more of an unconventional attitude in order to help ourselves in our love life. Financially, this could be a time where you're making changes as well. And one great thing about the Aquarius energy is it gets us off our ass and it helps us get out of stagnation. So if you've been stuck for a while and you've been stuck in a rut, this could be a time where you're finally feeling motivated to get out of the stagnation when it comes down to your finances and career. This could have you exploring other career options as well. It could have you more open to freelancing, because in Aquarius energy, it's a very independent energy. So if you've been looking to do something like that, then this could be a time where you're actually finally taking action on that. And Venus is an action oriented. However, paired with Mars, which I will get to Mars, it can help you in that sort of way. So if you've been wanting to take a leap like that, this may be a time where you're starting that process. And of course, you know, there's always a lower vibration as it is with any sign change. And with this, it can be overly detached in love. It can be not very committal, like I was saying before. And, you know, sometimes that's not a problem. But, you know, if you are dealing with people who are seeking commitment, this can cause some sort of miscommunication. So it's something that you want to be aware of. And you also want to be aware of being overly changeable when it comes to love, where you're just erratic in your relationships. You also want to be aware of your finances and not being erratic with that and creating sudden changes or sudden upheaval with your money and your finances. So definitely try to be as balanced and grounded as you possibly can in this energy. So when it comes to Mars going into Aquarius, again, we're getting an opportunity to make some changes to the things that have been stuck for a while. And Mars is about taking action. This is going to be about taking action in areas where you might have been stuck in terms of friendships, in terms of groups, in terms of networking, in terms of being a passenger in your own life. This is going to motivate you to make the change that you need to not do that. And this is also going to help us take action in an unorthodox way, which sometimes needs to be done. Not everything needs to be done the traditional way, and this is the type of Mars formed with Aquarius that's going to cause us to do that. This type of Mars gets us passionate in a very different way than other Marses because it gets us passionate about making changes for the better, making changes for equality, the future, and for humanitarian reasons. So you could find yourself taking action in a way that helps others, volunteering, rolling up your sleeves, and helping your fellow man. You're going to feel more compelled to do so, or you're going to be seeing other people feeling more compelled to do so. If you've been thinking about taking action in terms of just being yourself and finally standing in your truth, this is going to be a great energy for that. In other words, a lot of the times we hide the parts of ourselves that we think that other people won't like because we want acceptance. And this could be a time where you get that Mars energy mixed in with Aquarius energy and it's kind of like, fuck it, I'm going to be myself no matter what others think. And I no longer care about that. I no longer allow that to hold me back. I am freeing myself of that sort of thing. Aquarius with the Mars energy, which Aries rules Mars, these are both independent signs. So this is really going to activate those parts of us that really need to get in touch with that side that says, hey, I don't give a fuck what other people think about me. And I'm going to take action. I'm going to take the actions I need to make myself comfortable and live my life on my own terms. Speaking of which, I'm going to bring back that freelancer stuff because with Mars, we do deal with career stuff when it comes to Mars. You know, sometimes we are told that we need to work a traditional job by our families and we have a lot of restraints on us and we feel burdened by that. And so with Mars going here in this spot, you may feel liberated at this point and you may be seeking out something that is freelancy or an independent contractor sort of job. And do it regardless of what other people say, because, you know, a lot of times people project their own insecurities onto us. And so this could be a time where you're finally shaking that off and you're doing the work you want to do. You just really get in touch with your own style in this energy. And with Venus and Mars both being here, that's really going to activate that. Mars is also our sex drive too. So again, not the most committal Mars, not the most committal energy. So if this is a time for you to just keep yourself open and be detached in, you know, dating situations, this is going to be perfect for that. So romantically, you may feel more detached than normal and you may just be kind of just seeking fun experiences instead of commitment. And again, if you're one of those people that was affected during the Venus retrograde with relationships, this could be a cool off period for you where you're just having fun and enjoying yourself and you're not trying to take relationships seriously. Of course, this does have the lower vibration as any sign change does. And with this, you know, it can be a bit rebellious and there's nothing wrong with being a little rebellious. This can definitely get a little out of hand when it comes down to that. You can feel a tug of war with yourself also when it comes down to some of your groups and friendships, because one thing with the blending of Mars and Aquarius is Mars is about individuation and so is Aquarius. However, Aquarius is about the group. So, you know, a lot of times with an Aquarius energy, we become team players and Mars doesn't happen to be a team player. So it can be a bit confusing with that. And so that can cause some conflicts if you are part of any groups, organizations, or friend situations, friend groups, things like that. It can cause a bit of conflict within that energy. And our temperaments, which Mars rules, can become a bit cold and sterile and also in a lot of ways heartless and rigid and things like that. So you want to be aware of how that's coming off and how you are to other people, because this can be a time where people just are a little bit more detached and somewhat heartless when it comes down to their temperament. So do the best you can when these energies hit. They're not bad. The great things about it is we'll be taking action as individuals and with our love lives. If you're needing a break in your love life, this is your time to do so and enjoy yourself. So anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, guys.